Gentlemen, this is a preliminary site plan for a 70-unit multifamily project located on 22.49 acres. The conditional use was approved on July 29th, 2008, with 22 conditions of approval. The conditions of approval are referenced on the site plan. Two single-family detached dwellings, 14 duplex units, and 54 townhouse units are proposed. The duplex units and the single-family detached units are proposed to be located within 165-foot building envelopes with a 40-foot separation distance between building envelopes. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. The final site plan needs to have the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. A landscape plan submitted for the buffer area, the location of streetlights, a sidewalk along the west side of Vista Circle, a landscape plan for the buffer area from the wetlands, and the landscape plan for the area across the road that was originally proposed as a wastewater treatment plant. If preliminary approval is granted, final approval shall be subject to the review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all agency approvals and the revisions mentioned. And the reason that's come back to the commission is conditional use. This was the East Market LLC application west of Gall Point.
And Mr. Lang?
Sir.
Is there a notation on the record as to what the property across the street that originally was to be used for the sewer treatment plant is to be used for? It seems to me that might have been addressed in the public hearing as part of the motion.
Condition number 18.
Yeah, it says that, right, Mr. Smith, the area originally set aside for the wastewater treatment area shall remain as open space. The final site plan shall show how this area is to be incorporated in the project's open space and shall include a landscape plan. And that was the landscape plan.
So that's part of the landscape plan that they'd be required to show.
Yeah. Right, when they got it back for the final.
Okay. As I recall, I think one of my concerns was that they didn't come back and request additional housing on that parcel if it wasn't to be used as part of the development. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Indian River Retreat conditional use 1775 site plan on road 310A, my motion is to grant the preliminary approval and that the final approval will be subject to the review and the approval of the commission upon receipt of all the agency approvals with the previously noted revisions that are required as part of the final site plan.
I have a question. This shows a 50-foot wetland buffer. Do you want to make any reference to a silt fence?
I don't think we can if it wasn't part of the original conditions.
Okay. Can't do that on the site plan? Okay.
And as part of my motion, Mr. Chairman, I would encourage that the developer provide a silt fence that would be along the 50-foot buffer from the wetlands, so that the silt fence is at the edge of the buffer, not at the edge of the wetlands.
You can encourage it. Yeah.
I'm encouraging.
Yeah, encourage it. Suggest it. Recommend it. You can't require it.
Yeah. It wasn't part of the original conditional use. That's those conditions. You know, I mean, if the Sussex Conservation District or somebody else requires it, part of their agency.
But we can encourage them to do so.
Second.
Thank you.
So we moved and seconded to approve the Indian River Retreat conditional use number 1775 site plan on road 310A with the encouragement stated.